That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Do you like what you see?
Penetration? Who's gonna be penetrated?
Why are there sharks on the moon?
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
Hey, it's Wish.com Eric Roberts.
The terrible Australian Bee Jamine.
We're being watched. Oh no, the actors have become self-aware. They know we're watching them.
Professor Science Batch.
All these actors are hard Canadian 30s.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That movie's so tight.
Featuring Kraven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Kraven. Everybody loves Kraven. Especially Louise. Oh boy.
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
I bet you he made anal.
That's not how you should.
Adult themes.
I like how they're still wet even after the next day.
Then it comes back on and it's an ad from Wild Secrets.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Would you like to touch what you see?
Listen, I don't have anything to say to you except don't call me anymore.
Operator, I am begging you. This is a real emergency. What's the matter with you?
I got molested in the little boy's room.
G'day everyone, this is Bee Jamine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to episode 126 of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Aussies, one Canadian and one American. And with me, as always, are my very awesome co-hosts. First up, of course, is the other portion of the Aussie duo on this show, and that, of course, is the one, the only Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, how are you?
I almost forgot. Go fuck yourself.
Whoa, I wasn't expecting that to happen, but
starting off hot.
Well, we are. I mean, look, Adam Copeland is in fierce competition to win the Best Actor Award at the upcoming annual Tubi Tuesdays Awards. So, he's trash talking the competition already.
Indeed. He better watch it because I won't vote for him if he keeps doing that.
I mean, we all know he's got my vote. It's for Money Plane, and I'm all about the Money Plane train. But yes, hello. I'm doing well.
That's good to hear, Marcy. And of course, with us as always is the professor of all things science, Professor Bachelo. Batch, how are you?
Good day. I just love that two AEW talents are nominated for Tubi Achievement Awards. In general.
Yes. We have quite a few wrestlers in the Tubi Achievement Awards category this year.
We have them in the Achievement Award, the Acting Awards. They're all over the place this year.
Yes, but those nomination lists won't be released until January, so you have to keep a lookout for those in the lead-up, because we still have a few more episodes to go before we're done for the year, guys.
But yeah, so we could see some people in the possible next few movies that just may sweep the awards. We don't know.
Exactly. And also, who knows, maybe the next Best Tubi Movie Award winner might be in the next few episodes. We'll just have to wait and see.
Or even in the worst Tubi movie category.
Well, that too. But also joining us is our last member of the team, and he is the most American of the Americans that are out there. And that, of course, is the Trash Panda himself, Colin. Hello, Colin. How are you?
What's up, my foreign friends? How are you doing?
Hello.
Colin, I think that nickname should stick, the American Colin.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it needs to. Sorry, I'm taking a bowl for this movie because this is going to be a classic.
Indeed.
I can't wait.
It's since I've been away for a little bit, because somebody has to like babysit baby Kraven while Louise is out doing a winery tour. But you know,
how many times have you been stabbed? To be honest,
I think I lost count after 42 times. I think, Batch.
But he never hit a vital organ.
He did it. And luckily, most of them were like, you know, little cuts like that, because I don't think he wanted to like kill me. He just wanted to make me hurt really, really likes badly.
You. The worst was when he gave you a paper cut when he was really pissed off with you that day.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he wanted a second bottle. I told him he couldn't have one. So he just basically pulled out some paper and just slashed me in the face. I was not happy about this.
And that bottle was a bottle of Jack Daniels, but for the record.
Well, that is true. That is true. But of course, like I said, I've been away for a little bit. So it is my turn once again.
God damn it, Bede.
All right. So the last two times around the Christmas period for the show, my picks haven't been the best.
You want to remind us of what they were?
Well, obviously, last year's film, Silent Night, Deadly Night 5, The Toymaker. And then
Joe Pedo's toy store.
Exactly, exactly. And also the one before that, Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know that. I've never seen that one, so
you don't want to see that.
Colin, you'll watch it, and you'll be like, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen.
No, hold on. Colin, it's a great film, and you should watch it on Craven's podcast. It's Craven's TV podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, let's subject Craven to that movie.
All right.
Exactly. Exactly. But, yeah, so I thought, you know what? I need to step up my game a little bit and finally deliver a Christmas movie for this show that might hopefully go well with everyone. So for my pick for this one, I have chosen the direct-to-video sequel, Jack Frost 2, Revenge of the Mutant Killer Snowman, which, of course, is a sequel to the 1997 horror film Jack Frost.
So it's not a sequel to the Michael Keaton Jack Frost?
Unfortunately, no, which is a very sad thing. But it should have been. Exactly. But I guess we're going to have to make do with this one instead.
Oh, let's go.
I mean, I was looking for the regular Michael Keaton Jack Frost on Tubi, but I couldn't find it. So
it might be added within the next few weeks, Colin. So you may have to keep looking out.
I'm hoping my favorite Christmas movie, Gremlins, gets on Tubi this fucking December. That'd be so sick.
Hell yeah. But so and, we'll get straight. Yes. Yes. Match.
Vintage Tubi Tuesday. We do a movie in the middle of a franchise.
Yes. Exactly, exactly. We haven't done that for a little bit, so I thought I'd bring that back for this episode of the show. So before we get straight into the movie, I've got to lay down the ground rules as per usual. First of all, people, what you need to do is look up the film Jack Frost 2, The Revenge of the Mutant Killer Snowman, if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. From what I've seen, it pretty much is. It's everywhere. But I'm pretty sure it's available to stream elsewhere, but it is also available on DVD and Blu-ray as well. So what you need to do, we're going to start the film from the very start. So I'll count us down from five. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie. And then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So if you hear this sound effect...
It's Christmas. He's talking about Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just laughing. I wasn't expecting that.
There we go.
But yeah, so if the sound effect does come back, you can restart the film, but we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well. And if you're not interested in watching Jack Frost 2, first of all, how dare you? Regardless, though, I'm pretty sure this episode will still be a fun to listen to. Regardless, so Marcy, Batch, Colin, are you guys ready to see the revenge of a mutant killer snowman with Jack Frost 2?
No, but let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally ready to see some snow kill some bitches.
I want to see how Christian Cage feels about it.
Go fuck yourself.
Fair.
I mean,
and how does Adam feel?
I almost forgot. Go fuck yourself.
Okay.
There's so much. Pretty evil. All these wrestlers are pretty aggro.
Why are they so mad? They don't need to be mad. Shit.
I think they're mad at me because it's my pick this week. But
that's on point, actually. Yeah.
But we'll get straight to it. So, alrighty. Counting down in 5, 4, Three, two, one, go.
All right. We don't have subtitles, so...
You're going to have to bear with us.
Yeah, we're going in blind, really.
Yes, exactly.
So it's going to be fun.
What would you like to talk about this week?
Look at this fucking sheriff. They've been
tracking Jack. My wife's a real bitch.
A storyteller film, eh?
I'm sorry, we can't say bitches anymore.
No, it's whores. Get a ride.
Oh no, this guy's journey on about his wife again. Oh, jeez.
Pete, have you seen this before?
I have Jack
jumped over
this.
The candlestick.
Marcy, not only have I seen this movie before, I own this movie as well.
Why do you own this movie?
Because I wanted to buy it. And it was hugely entertaining.
So
we wouldn't have to see their
faces. So,
this is some bullshit.
So what's going on? Like, why is there a killer snowman in the first place?
Well, to recap the first movie.
I don't remember the
first movie. Wait. Don't recap the first movie because we don't know if we're going to watch it this month.
Oh, good point.
We're just going to go in as we're just going with it. There's a killer snowman. Go with it.
All right.
Exactly.
All right.
No, he's a fucking serial killer. That's what's up.
She's listening to the call.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
They work at his office. Oh, the workman.
That's a
and the
huge
cook.
Fucking hip. That's a HIPAA violation if I've ever heard one.
Yep.
But you don't believe. They're laughing about the snowman killing him.
Can you believe this or shit?
What is behind him? Look it. There's a person behind him in the curtain. Do you see that?
Listen to this fucking nerd going on about his feelings and shit.
It's very rude.
This poor guy.
They forget to mute themselves, or
yes,
I don't think that's how intercoms work.
Yeah,
that's not how intercoms work.
No,
yeah, did he call his secretary and be like, "Hey, record,
check this bullshit out"?
Apparently, yes. Allegedly,
what happened to Antifreeze? I forgot about that.
You buried it. I mean, to be fair, though, I suppose after you watched. To be fair, I think it makes sense you would want to go to therapy if you've seen the Michael Keaton version of Jack Frost. And there was Michael Caine, and he was a snowman, he came alive, and he wanted us to build up a snowman.
And the snowman wanted to fuck his wife.
And his snowman form looked like George Clooney, but that's beside the point. Jack Frost 2, Revenge of the
Mutant
Killer Snowman.
I don't know who that is.
They're I don't think you'll know who any of these people are.
Sick. Do.
Meanwhile, at this model gravesite.
Yeah, for real.
They got that from Spirit of Halloween.
Marcia Clark.
Marcia Clark's in this? Holy shit. Well, then this here's the one. This here's the one.
Well, I don't know, Sheriff. Oh, Gatus, you dipstick.
First of all, if you don't want no, if you don't want no liberal hippie commie Democrats to put 5Gs in your head, you gotta stop burying up coffins.
Okay, here's the pitch. This is a game show where all three contestants have to be the first person to hit their buzzer and yell first of all, then go on a rant.
Yes.
On the board are different topics. It's like Jeopardy that way.
Yes. What is this?
They're having green cordial, Marcy.
I mean, I have green cordial.
Science! That's what I do all day. It's professor science.
I mean, it is science that's going on.
I think what they're trying to do is rebuild the snowman.
I think that is what they're doing. Or at least they unknowingly build up the snowman because...
Why would they want to rebuild a killer evil snowman?
Well, because the snowman was defeated by this kind of antifreeze. So essentially, they find the antifreeze for reasons, because I can't remember. And then, look at this fucking nerd! And he's got the killing mustache!
He does.
See what they're doing? They're getting the semen from his snowballs, and so they could artificially inseminate women and have like an army of sentient baby snowmen.
That is terrifying.
Would you want to give birth to a baby snowman?
Yes.
Depends on how cute they are.
They has to be. They had to be born in an igloo.
Yeah. So, anyways, I don't think they realize that Jack Frost is in the antifreeze and he's going to come out and get.
Oh, so he melted with the antifreeze that they collected on the ground.
Yes, the sexy antifreeze.
The sexy antifreeze. Yes.
Oh no! They left a cup on there. You know something's going to happen. You know this guy's going to.
Oh, look at this! Nerd. Oh no, it's me at work.
Why are you looking like a fucking nerd?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's taking like 5 seconds to knock something.
Oh, well, that's what happens.
It's going to mix water.
Bean, how much stuff do you accidentally break at work?
It has to at least happen at least once a week.
Why the fuck would that happen if it just fell into some antifreeze? Oh. It's not going to do shit.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Because there's ice! No, that's there was the ice.
He came in that cup.
Oh!
He exploded all over his face.
Oh, that escalated quickly.
All over in his eyes, too.
Damn. Ew.
He's blind.
That didn't take long.
Oh, he's going down the pipe.
Wait, is it talking?
Yeah, that's the Jack water Frost talks in this one.
No, but that's he's not a snowman. He was just liquid, and he was talking.
Because he has supernatural powers, Marzia.
Yeah, it's his spirit.
Just go with it.
Yes.
My brain's broken already.
I bet we see her boobs in this movie.
Is there any unconsensual snowman cuddling in this movie, just to be sure?
No. No, okay. There's none in this movie.
No.
I can't vouch for snow women though.
Oh. Are there snow women in this movie?
Honey, can you please take off that jumper? We're in Hawaii. It's not that cold, and it looks nerdish on you.
Oh hell yeah! They're having a wedding. Let's go.
Yep, they're here for a wedding.
We should.
We could have done this for the wedding episode.
Yep.
Is he a big hunter? Because he has camo luggage. And I don't know if I can deal with that.
We should point out this is actually the start of Christmas month on Tubi Tuesday, right?
Oh, it did. Yeah. Actually, yes.
Okay. 1 second. If this is where this movie is set, I am going to have a fucking fit because that snowman would melt in that fucking climate.
Right?
Damn, well, titties, Colin, Jack Teeny Frost slides away. Tiki Fair.
Is that Darnell from fucking My Name is Earl?
Looks like him.
Hey, Grandma.
That's J.K. Simmons. Oh, wait.
I was going to say it's Wish.com J.K. Simmons.
Hello there, Jolly Roger. And from
Brady.
It's Mr. Lee.
Oh.
We're going to see her boobs, maybe his. What up, Darnell? Hey, Crabman.
Jolly old chap. We're here with some ladies. Are we going to see some lovely breasticles?
So how does Jack Frost get to this tropical climate?
He finds a way.
That doesn't work for me.
Which one turns into his fucking snowman bride? Because I really want to see which one. Like, is Shannon Elizabeth in this again?
No.
No,
she
isn't.
It's just her lookalike from Timu.
Okay.
Timu,
Shannon Elizabeth.
How topical.
Oh,
that is the gayest character I've ever seen.
Oh my gosh, is this at all? Is this I show my boobs at this resort?
We're gonna see her boobs.
That is the most awful, stereotypical gay character I've ever seen. That's not cool.
And this is a very offensive 45-year-old lady.
She is.
Hopefully we don't see her boobs.
Marcy, no, that was Timu Shelley Winters.
There's no replacing Shelley Winters.
Well, that is true. Oh, yes, Shelley Winters.
That guy needs a safari hat, like a Panda Jack safari hat.
He kind of does. He oh, here we one. Are.
There it is.
Tony, oh. We'll go see. Hello there, Bob.
I don't think you know what you're doing there, chaps.
It looks like he just came out of Jumanji. He rolled a 3 or a 6, didn't he?
Welcome to the islands and
welcome to Jurassic Park.
Yeah, oh, you two are gonna fuck, eh? Hey? Oh.
Can I watch through the window in the peephole?
Yeah, are you gonna deliver the Tolly Roger?
Are you going to dog her good so I can watch? I don't know what I'm doing.
How do we not have closed captions on this? This is.
Are you gonna smuggle her mushrooms?
It's shitty, but sometimes there are no closed captions, and to that I put a curse on them.
Well, movies are meant to tell stories via visual. So if the movie isn't able for us to follow it via its visuals, it's done a bad job.
Look at this castaway.
Holy shit, you know, it's Doug Jones.
Is that Doug Jones?
It is Doug Jones.
Why is he in this?
Well, he needs money.
Why didn't he have a credit?
I'm hungry.
I just heard credit and money.
Yeah, so he Doug needs Jones. Money, that's why.
Well, I'd be in Jack Frost 2 for some money.
I'd be in Jack Frost 2 for sure. I say when the
time summit's about to sit down and big. What accent is he doing?
What is that?
It's a carrot.
Oh, it's a giant. That's a vegan.
I'm gonna shove it up my ass.
What?
I want a candy bar!
Oh no, that motherfucker ate his candy bar.
Oh, stab him with it. Yeah, oh no, wait, real. Jack Frost is gonna steal it for his nose, isn't he?
Maybe.
Because this movie is stupid.
And that's why it's brilliant.
Are we sure though?
It is, Marcy. Just wait till you see where it goes from here.
He just jumped into that pool.
If this isn't the stupidest movie, like, I'm going to be disappointed.
He is the entire fucking sea. Get the fuck out of here. He could kill anyone.
Yeah, why doesn't he kill a shark then?
Charlie.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
He poked him with his dick.
That's not how dicks work.
Wow.
It's not a song, Jack Frost.
He tried to sing, but
yes.
Jack Frost, I got something for you, buddy.
Hey, Jack Frost is gonna take the heat off me this episode.
Oh, yeah. Bade, seriously.
Actually, I wasn't even attempting that. I just.
This is a topic on the hook. Oh,
that's one. That's one.
Is that carrot the carrot talking?
Yes.
Has he possessed the carrot?
He's possessed by the carrot.
Oh, you beat me to it.
Oh my gosh, do you know where we could do some murder sizing around here? We want to show our boobs and wear leotards.
Oh, guess what, everybody?
Yes.
What? Murder size is the most downloaded To Be Tuesdays episode this year, followed by Shark Side of the Moon.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. Telling you, titties, here they
titty
come.
Titty still.
Hey, Crab Man. Every time he comes on the screen, I'm going to say, hey, Crab. Oh,
look at that guy's hair.
That was
Beavis and Butthead back there.
Hey. Look at those. Look at those chats.
That looks like Derek Beavis and Butthead, from Sum 41.
That guy looks like a Chad with spiky tips.
That's in my brows, there, guys. It's me, Chad by
Ford. Oh, Chad.
Chad by his Ford.
What porn have you bought recently, Chad?
Oh, the latest from Louise and Toby. It was fucking weird.
Oh, so you actually bought it.
Support physical media. Support them girls.
I'm a little disturbed, but that's good.
Is he on the phone? Oh.
No.
It's the captain.
Wait, is that the cop from the beginning? He's going to have a fucking freak out when he finds out that Jack Frost is
Captain Fun!
Feed, how many subscribers for Captain Fun's outfit?
Oh, that's at least another 17 subscribers.
I'll do
Did
that
somebody
for free.
Say Craven? Merry Christmas, Captain Craven! Merry Christmas, everyone! It's a Christmas miracle! I've forgiven it and I'm back on this show!
No, that never happened, man.
Did somebody say Craven? Hello there, Craven.
Hello, Louis. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, for you,
bitch.
Craven. Now, as a lady of culture, now, I know you guys have Craven banned on the show, but...
They've been very mean to me. I did nothing wrong.
I thought, you know what? I know you guys are doing it for my benefit more than your own, so I thought, you know what? I think it's time for us to forget...
Really?
...that Craven murdered my entire family, because, you know, that's in the past.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes. So I want you guys to forgive him because I want Craven to come back, and as a peace offering, I want to cook him a really nice Christmas dinner just for him.
Oh, that sounds tremendous, Louise. I would love a Christmas dinner.
Yeah, so come back. We'll organize a day and time when we do this. Because, believe me, Craven, I think you're really going to enjoy what I have in store for Christmas this year.
Gross.
Okay. So, it's official, I'm allowed back on the show now?
I figured, bro. I guess you do now, Craven. I guess you're back on the show for full time.
I win!
But we're still not listening to your podcast, just saying.
Yeah, what? Fuck your podcast
that.
When that
yeah,
drops.
Fuck you guys. That's so mean. I'm on that podcast.
I guess Craven's allowed back on the show for now.
I'll mute yes. Craven out of the podcast just to listen to Colin.
Yeah.
Did somebody, oh my gosh, did someone say first come, first serve? Where is it? I want
it's in that carrot. Do you want to suck it?
Stop. I can't watch this movie. Because I know where that carrot's going to go in one of those women. And yes. I can't do this, dude. This is going to be so great. If that fucking carrot fucks some chick, I swear to God, I'm going to
I don't think it.
Chick.
I don't think it would, but if this was a trauma movie, it totally
it would
have.
Yes.
Yep.
She's, oh, man. Oh, he's going to go get his eyes.
Or his testicles.
Both.
I'm gonna go find Chad and we're gonna make love and we're gonna make a movie about it and he's gonna buy it off a porn site, so you better be prepared.
So Chad makes and then buys his own porn?
I guess.
No, Chad doesn't bother with women. All he cares about is porn.
Well, that is true.
Chad's never seen actually real boobs.
Hey, Pete, is everybody like lagging on your end?
Yes.
No.
It's so funny, dude. It's so funny. Marcy talked, but she didn't even show up for like 5 minutes. She's just sitting there smiling.
It's for me, because I'm watching a tourism.
It's a snow anvil.
Ice anvil?
Yes.
How did it not melt in that climate? What the fuck?
It's climate change. God.
He's like Olaf in Frozen 2. He has a little snow cloud above him at all times to keep him cold.
Where's she going?
Oh my gosh, Stephanie, you better not be doing anything to that carrot.
Ew.
I always wanted an anvil.
She doesn't seem very shocked by this.
Not at all.
Whoa!
Fatality.
She wanted a poke, but this is not what she was referring to.
Wait till fuck off, babe.
Yes.
You're lucky I have the teen menus.
Becky, where are you? Why do we all sound the same? Tom, I'm so scared. Why do I sound like Jack Nicholson?
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna stick my carrot in you.
Ew.
Stop it, Colin.
Twice.
Oh! Oh!
Hell yeah.
Yes! Tugs to the eyes.
That was a little eye gouging.
Oh, boo. That's playing the sound effect on Mars.
Nope.
That was a good one.
Why is Captain Fun jumping in their bed?
Because he was like, fucking his wife.
Haven't you seen the porn where the husband's sleeping and then the guy fucks the wife?
Where he's in position with those shorts, I think I saw his balls. I'm terrified.
I'm trying not to look and find out.
I totally bought that movie.
I bet you did, Chad.
And then the husband eventually wakes up and goes, oh, well, honey.
Look at these cute conservatives.
Because he's a cuck.
Why are they conservative? Maybe they're just like, they couldn't afford a room with one king bed.
Well, they could put the beds together.
That takes too much work. Like, they gotta move that shit, and then they gotta like push the beds together. It just, it's too
those
much work.
Those beds look so find small. More
hey, Uncle Pete!
Oh no, it's you, baby Craven.
Ed.
When I started to create a stream. Ed.
Come on. That was too.
Yes. How are you, baby Craven? You're not
I just wanted to say thank you for watching me, and sorry that I stabbed you so many times.
I guess that's a good thing, baby Craven. You know, I guess I'll forgive you for trying to stab me 40 times.
I got a new friend. Do you want to meet my new friend?
You have a new friend? Who?
Let's go. Who's the new friend, baby Craven?
Hey, it's me, Baby Stanley Excelsior. Where are the hookers in the bottom?
What?
Oh, hello, Baby Stanley.
Excelsior, did I ever tell you about the time Grandpa Stan was doing blow with Jack Kirby?
No, you didn't, Baby Stanley.
Do you also have a moustache, Baby Stanley?
I do. I look like I'm 97.
Nice. Well done, buddy.
No, seriously, where are the sexy 80s at? That's the only reason I'm here.
Well, we'll have to look for the sexy 80s, Baby Stanley. But it's nice to meet you on the show, and hopefully you can put Baby Craven in line and get him not to try to stab you so many times.
No, I'm going to get him to stab you more. You're going to need more action scenes on this show.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll just have to wear some more padding. I'll be back.
She was so wet. Hey, Jack Frost, he's in this commercial. Yeah. He's going to kill these people.
Yeah. Again, American Home Shield.
They need insurance. Yeah, they need insurance.
And we're back. Frost.
I think we're back.
Oh, we're back.
Oh, there we go.
22:17.
Jolly, oh, yes, I'll have some baked beans. Chaps.
It's quite the smorgasbord of
food. Hey, Grab Man. He is in Australia.
I was going to say, that's Australia.
On where?
On his shirt.
Oh.
Crabman.
I couldn't really see.
Get out of the shot!
I don't know. Suddenly, it's really laggy for me, the movie,
yes,
now.
Yes, it is. Same here.
And Colin's,
yeah,
like, frozen.
Yeah, it's super laggy over here. Yeah, that's how you guys have been for the last, like, 10 minutes. go back to Discord. Whatever it is, I've seen
it all before. Yeah. Back in India. Oh yes, Charlie Hope, Charlie Hope. Oh yes, Booby Fair, Booby Fair.
Oh shit.
What?
It melted that
oh!
one.
Oh!
What they you mean just noticed?
Was that Eminem?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Eminem, it bro.
Or Pete Davidson.
It's Pete Davidson with his latest girlfriend. Excellent,
excellent. Off you go. And he got her from AliExpress.
Yep. Get me the head of island security. That was a big coconut if it fell out of their head.
How did a coconut smash him like that?
That is an awful Jamaican accent.
Oh!
Who in the fuck
guy with
is
the
that
eye
guy?
Patch?
He was in the previous movie.
I have no idea.
Oh.
He seems like he... He's, it's Kmart Escape from New York or whatever the fuck that movie... Escape from... What the fuck is that movie called with Kurt Russell?
Escape...
Or,
yeah,
Kirk
Escape
Russell.
From New York.
Fucking... Hello? Escape... Yeah, that's what it is. John Carpenter, right?
John Carpenter with Kurt Russell as Snake Plissken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Snake.
They call me Snake.
Snake Eater!
This guy's voice is like so bad.
We
lost Bede for some reason.
Bede's gone!
Back. Lost Bede.
Yes.
You disappeared, Bede.
Yeah, it was a bit laggy for me.
You back?
I think it might be just Colin's internet, to be fair.
I think it's Colin's connection, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I can see everyone else but Colin and the movie clearly.
Mm.
Like, Colin is just frozen
with
a smile on his
face. I'm sorry that my old Mac that had a way better processor fucking got bong water spilled on it because my kids decided they wanted to play fucking soccer.
This is
to
be Nick Fury.
All right. Sorry.
I'm not blaming you.
We're blaming Steve Jobs.
I'm blaming myself.
Well, you know, if this thing,
I need to get $1,200 to get a new Mac.
Look, if this thing let me play the movie and you guys could hear it, we'd be doing that. But it really doesn't like me doing that for some reason.
If the news has taught us anything, get together with like 60 other people and just run into the Mac store and take everything you can and just run out and nothing bad will happen to you.
Bro, I wish I could do that.
We
I'm sorry,
have
the
to
movie's
do the
so laggy, guys.
Again.
We can hear the audio, but we can't really see it. I can watch the movie.
Shark attack on land.
Land shark.
Oh. It's land shark.
Land shark.
Land
could be
shark.
Shark.
Yeah, we have to be careful because there's a megalodon out there.
Hey, Crabman.
And John Barrowman's not available to take it out.
No, he's eating girls' pussies.
Chop, chop. Chop, chop. Kill that snowman. Chop, chop.
Tell me, there's a snowman in the gold
globe. I got an idea. It's Jack Frost.
I got that little doll next to it. It's like looking at it like,
Why is the doll's little pants down? That's weird.
That's creepy.
You know, from what I can see of this movie.
The director's like, listen, we gotta have that doll's pants down. That's gonna make a huge difference in this film.
Carl's not here, so we have to say listen.
Oh, no.
Colin is here. His video is just very frozen right now.
Yes.
I know he's here, but I can't hear him or anything like that, so.
I can hear him. It's just
you.
You
can't hear me at all?
Feed it's
out?
You. I can hear Colin.
Okay, I can hear Colin now.
Oh, Bede.
Good. Why would... What if we just restarted it?
Colin, just pause the movie, exit, then come back in, and we'll try resharing it.
All right. Come on in, for goodness sake. And you, Kitty.
Good heavens, I've called a meeting here. All right, this podcast is going to probably be edited a bit choppy because we've had some technical difficulties.
Indeed.
We apologize for that. Said service not included. Bede, can you turn the sound on it down just slightly as well?
Yeah.
Anybody here? Yeah, it's way too loud. More.
All right, hold on.
More. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
All good. So, when does Jack Frost get to killing people?
He's already started killing people.
Yeah, but I want more. This is like, I need more.
It's going to happen.
It better happen. Sorry, if we sound a little deflated, it's just the technical issues a little annoying because we were having fun before.
Mm. Yeah.
And for once, it's not my machine.
How dare you, first of all,
get your official First of All merch available on the Super Network podcast merch store.
Indeed. As you can see, we're wearing right here.
Exactly. And subscribe to the Patreon to watch the video version of this podcast.
Yes. Hello.
The very strange-looking video.
Wild Secrets coming at already.
Wild Secrets.
We're at, hold on. I can't see. Okay, here we go. 29:23, people.
Oh, jeez. Okay, hopefully this video on the Patreon looks watchable.
Yes.
It's a lot of adjusting going on. I always wanted a carrot dildo.
That young lady with the old couple swinging really concerns me.
Colin, I can't hear you now.
We can't hear Colin.
I can't hear you. None of us can hear you. It's your end. We're having the best time today, people.
Technical difficulty roundup.
We can do this tomorrow.
I don't want to rewatch this movie. We're getting it done. And I'm not home tomorrow, so I can't.
We'll struggle through.
Of course, it has to happen on my episode.
Yes.
Is that better?
Yes. I can hear you now.
Oh, it's a sexy eye.
Sexy Eddie.
I'll make him bleed.
Oh, I was making really good jokes about Wild Secrets while I was away to myself over here. I'm just over here making Wild Secrets jokes.
Wow. Ric Flair tweeted an apology for his promo he cut on Rampage.
Why? It was so good.
Look, listen. If you're 70 fucking however old he is, don't tell barely legal girls to call you. Listen, you're creepy.
He died. Ric Flair died in the ring, and now he's going to really die in the ring when he fights Sting next year for Sting's final match.
I really hope that's not the final match, because Ric Flair looks like he died 20 years ago and no one told him.
It's going to be Sting versus Darby.
You think it's going to be Sting versus Darby? That'd be that's tight.
The only way.
I would totally watch
that. Would be the better match, honestly.
Yeah, but you know Rick's going to get in on that. Maybe see her titties.
Maybe Ric Flair needs to stop like trying to come on to barely legal girls.
Nope.
Keep him away from Sky Blue.
Barely legal for him?
No, barely legal as far as legalities go.
How do you know that he's doing shit like that right now? You know he's not. That's just assuming that Ric Flair is.
Oh, hey now.
Oh, hello.
Bicycles. Oh.
Nipple
Dude, Jeff
fair.
Cross is all about it. He's all about it. That's him, too.
Oh, my God. It really is.
He's enjoying this way too much.
Whoa.
Oh.
No, and then it cuts out.
Wild Secrets.
Get your Jack Frost ice cubes and Wild
Secrets. No!
Do you need your nipples to be cold? Well, we have the ice cube for you.
How is he just transporting himself into every little thing?
Well, he's made of
to like stalk people.
He's made of water, so he can make himself into anything that's water based.
She's in shit. She's in some stuff.
Why am I getting
no?
Why
that's am I getting not for you. That's for the movie. It's stupid. But he's in another ice cube.
He's melting in her mouth.
See, he's multiplied.
Like, oh, yeah. So when she pisses him out, is he going to come out as piss?
Yes. Yes. Because he's water based.
Jeez.
Yeah. Here, have a giant.
He's not a happy ice cube. Okay, Sarah. Big smile.
Oh!
Oh! Oh! That escalated quickly.
The ice cubes.
Decapitated coffee.
I what?
He's now turned into the snowman.
What the hell?
Oh,
that's not how those cameras work.
Dude, he totally got skull fucked. He's gonna have totally did. Flashbacks.
He's
literally
he's
going
dead.
To have flashbacks.
He's dead. He can't have flashbacks.
That the cop? That's the cop from.
No, I'm talking about the guy who got impaled with his thing.
With his dick.
Yes,
his nose?
the carrot dick nose thing. Not this bloke. This bloke's obviously not dead.
No, he's totally going to have fucking flashbacks, though.
Yep.
Oh, Frosty Boy. Hell yeah. He knows what's
Frosty
up.
Boy.
Frosty Boy. Does everyone know about this Jack Frost killer snowman?
Yeah, they're all from the same town, so they know about it.
I don't fucking know. Leave me alone.
They didn't die in the first movie. So, I mean, they all are going to that dude's wedding. I think who was also in the first movie, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they are. Yeah, pretty much like the two main couples were from the first movie. And this dude here as well.
Okay. I saw that when it came out, but, like, I haven't seen it since. So I don't fucking remember. And I never saw this one, so.
This one's so bad. It's worse than the first one. The first one's great. I love the first one.
Why do these two look like they're a mixture of like Gary Nolte and Gary Nolte and Nick Busey?
They're the same.
I don't know. It's me, Gary Nolte. I'm in this movie too. I got an eye patch on.
What the cop is wearing as a shirt looks like one of my bed sheets here in the house.
Well, he made his shirts out of bed sheets because he was poor, and it's an economic crisis.
Well, that is true.
Yeah. I mean, their airport was built out of cardboard. Did you see that in the beginning of the movie? That's what their airport looked like. It was cardboard.
Yeah.
Do you like my patch?
Last Christmas, I fucking almost died. I got my eye fucked out by a carrot.
Wait, does that count as losing Wormageddon if you heard Colin's parody song?
Yes.
It's not. No. It's not December 1st yet, though.
It is for me. And it will be when this episode's out.
But no. It doesn't count because that's a cover. That was just my parody of the song. So it doesn't count.
I still think it counts.
No, because I listened to the Jimmy Eat World version of that song today, and I was like, oh, shit, am I going to get in trouble for this? And then I was like, wait, it's November 30th. And then, no, because it's a cover. Enjoy the shit out of those.
Okay, so you can enjoy the covers then.
And the parodies.
And the parodies. But it's the official song if you hear it. I don't know.
I lost my patch.
Frosty fucked my eye with his carrot nose dick.
Why does Captain Fudd look like a very young Rob Corddry?
Because it is.
Because it kind of looks like it.
I kind of want his hat.
Yeah, CF, cumfucker.
It's the cumfucker 2000.
The cumfucker.
Hashtag Trump fucker 2000.
Trump fucker 2000. You know what that gets.
Oh.
I mean, oh! Cunt fucker was great, but cunt fucker 2000 just took it to another level.
Now it's a costume party to leave that Jack Frost out of hiding.
What is up with that face?
I think he's meant to be sunburnt because he's a skier.
Is Crab Man on mushrooms or ecstasy or something? Look at that.
I don't know.
I think he's wearing like the Cat in the Hat's hat.
Yeah, but usually people wear that shit whenever they're in a club on ecstasy.
First of all, that's brown face. That's offensive. We're not allowed to do that anymore, I was told.
Yeah,
it looks more like sunburned face.
That means it's red face. That's also racist.
It's Inspector Eyepatch.
That's okay, because that kid with the Washington fan, he was actually Native American, so he's allowed to have the headdress.
Well, that makes sense if he does it, but for the rest of us whiteys, we're not allowed.
I don't even know what you're making fun of anymore.
I don't know either. I'm just going with it.
Is he meant to be Willie Nelson?
It kind of does. No, he's Willie Nelson crossed with Ozzy Osbourne. He's Willie Osbourne.
That's how I looked. The hair that I had for my wig for my peach costume, that's how I
looked. Oh, Tommy Wiseau!
You were very sexy in the peach costume.
Oh, I know I was. My titties were out and everything.
Mm.
Why is he in red face?
I don't know why he's got crap on his face.
He's a skier.
I just know. I figured that out. He had the goggles on and he threw it up. And it's like, he's got a fucking tan.
Yes.
Here comes Jack Frost.
Bede, what was the time stamp? I just want to know how long this movie's got left.
An hour.
Yeah, over an hour.
Are you kidding me? Well, how far into this are we?
We're not even
at the 40-minute mark.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, my God.
Why is this movie so slow?
It's only slow because your eyes are coming down from your high.
Yeah, I'm totally not even high anymore. This movie has killed my buzz.
I'm sorry, Bede.
Mm.
It's not the movie. I think it's just trying to get the movie to bloody play.
Oh yeah. My God.
Is he in a costume like a onesie?
Oh no, it's a pretend book. It's someone in costume. It's not actually
That should have been Jack Frost.
Oh fuck, I thought that was really what he looked like in the movie.
It's similar. It kind of looks like that.
Oh, it's Jolly Roger.
Oh no, Jolly Roger.
No, oh, I got my I had my buttocks beaten. I'm very upset by this. I might need a cup of tea.
Yes. Now we can't have
the it's not British.
I mean, I could attack the customers, but not you. The two most
dangerous things on this island. Go Gadget eye patch.
Yeah, is he dressed as Inspector Gadget?
That's what he kind of is.
With an eye patch.
Did somebody say eye patch? Hello, it's me, Boo.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, hey, up, buddy.
Let me get my poncho on first. Okay.
You don't have to worry about that batch. I have my I took my tablet. I made sure to have two today. Sorry.
Oh. Okay.
What just happened?
Oh, Bede's freezing up.
Oh, no.
You mean Toby's freezing up?
Yeah, Toby. I mean, Toby. Yes. I can hear you, Toby.
Yes, well...
I can see you again now, Toby.
Yes, well, yes, Marcy, yes. I mean, you can see me as much as a ghost can be seen.
I mean, I can see the translucentness of you.
Yes, but as I was saying, it's been a little while since I've been on the show, ever since Louise went on her wine trip the other day with Bede and Baby Craven. I thought, you know, I need to have a little bit of a break as well. So I decided to go on a holiday to Italy to scare up a couple of, rooms and eat some pasta without people knowing. and also having a good peek at the boat, having a good peek at all the nude statues that are around.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there are a lot of those.
Yes. Yes.
Mm. Now, like, how do ghosts travel on holiday?
Oh, well, that's a very good question. So basically, you know, we don't have to deal like you humans do, where we have to either take a car or a plane to go anywhere on holidays. I mean, all we have to do is literally just rise up off the ground and just float all anywhere we want to go. I can literally go to the other side of the world without having to be on a plane. Granted, it takes at least 5 days to get to Italy, but that's beside the point, though. Yes. But while I was over there, though, I discovered I had a cousin.
Oh, you got a cousin? Oh.
Yes, it's my Italian cousin, who I didn't know exists, and he's actually here right now.
Oh!
Say hello.
Hello, it's me. I am Tomari Agostolini. I'm a cousin of Toby the Pervy Ghoster.
Wow!
Boobity-bobity. No, boobity-scoobity. Goobity-beedy-bada.
Oh, that's in my language. I see that you know how to speak an Italian. Ghost Italian. Yes. And also, look out, there's a Boobalini very soon.
Boobalini? Oh, boobies there. I finally got some boobs in this movie.
Yeah, boobies. Actual boobies.
Oh, wow.
Boobalini.
Oh, those are the very nice titties.
So, it's Bobby Guido. Italian ghost person. Toby likes yoga pants. What thing do you like?
I like you know, it's like a leotard, but I have to remember what it is called. You know, it is like
it is
a jumper. Yes, I like my women with a jumper.
A romper. It is a romper.
Yes,
a romper.
It is a jumper, and I see you in the ice. I see a snowman. Oh no! Oh no! It's me! No! No!
Oh,
you're
just no! No!
God damn it!
I didn't mean to spray my pasta sauce.
Why does it taste like pesto?
Incredible! I'm very sorry. I was just a little too excited to see some Boobalini.
Boobalini.
The entire pool would have frozen. It wouldn't have just been the top. It would have been the
The snowman would have melted in the water.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm about to fill up my pool with my own. Oh, no,
oh. Goddamn.
I am very sorry. I'm so very
sorry. It went out my nose.
Tomario, you shouldn't be doing that to my friends. I told them there was not going to be any ectoplasm on this episode, unless, you know, we're in the corner of the room. Get out of here.
I apologize.
I apologize for my cousin, Tomario Ghostolini.
That's one angry looking Jack Frost.
Yeah, he's.
I'll make sure he takes one of my tablets as well.
Yeah, you better give him some, Toby. Asahi. Oh, 12? I'm so funny!
Look how plastic he
is. What is happening?
He's freezing up everything.
I guess that explains how he's not melting.
Yes. And also, like, since he is water, he can't. He can melt, but he's still water, but he has to freeze everything up to become a snowman again.
Okay, that makes more sense if he's, like, in a liquid form, I suppose, but...
This is gonna be great. He's gonna be like, what the fuck? I thought I fucking killed you! Don't touch my dick!
It might freeze his dick off.
It'll give him shrinkage for sure.
Oh, honey, is that what I think is? Oh, sorry, honey. That was just my cop nightstick. Sorry about that.
He's going to get Ric Flair penis.
Honey, your hands are so cold.
Stop putting ice in my vagina.
It would have just melted. You ever done that before? You ever put ice in someone's vagina?
No, I have not put ice near my vagina.
I mean...
I can't say I've ever wanted to either.
I mean, people do.
I don't need frostbite on my vagina. If someone can manage to do it and be fine,
frostbite on my vagina makes me tingly.
But I'm not putting ice anywhere near my vagina area.
I mean, Marcy, if you put ice in your vagina, does that mean it's a for ice vagina?
Oh, god damn. Motherfucker.
Oh, wait a minute. I should have thought it this way. It's an ice fight. It's a for ice vagina.
Okay, that I can live with. No, it had to be with the Arnold for me to deal with it.
The ice in the vagina is called an icy. That's what it's called.
An icy. What about ice up your asshole?
Hey, B.
Is it an icicle?
No,
it's an
icicle.
It's an
icicle.
You fall to get
assholes.
It's an icicle. What is happening?
They're having a snowball fight.
Hashtag arsicle.
They're snowballing.
Okay, there's so. Where did they get snow from? Jack Frost?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. But that's him. So they're throwing him. He should be killing everybody.
He should be
wedding.
He should be, but he's buying his time. And also, Jolly Roger here is wearing the most like old-fashioned underwears I have ever seen.
That's the
I have those.
That's the thermal underwear that Santa wore in that Miz and Paige Christmas movie that I can't remember.
Yes.
Oh my god! I forgot about that movie. Holy shit!
I forgot what it's called.
Oh, Santa's Little Helper.
That's the one. One of our classic episodes. On a previous episode.
Santa's Little
Helper. Come on, guys. Stop going on about Jack Frost. He's dead and he's made out of plastic.
Why is he made out of plastic?
Because he's a plastic snowman in this movie.
I thought he was made of real water.
It's all delusion, Marcy. It's the magic of Hollywood.
I have a feeling Craven did something to Batch's computer, so he's disappeared momentarily. What's with the scarf?
I think he's been using his scarf for something. That's probably why it's all like frozen.
Yeah, that's his jerk-off scarf.
Yeah, that's not frozen. That's his cum rag.
That is his cum rag.
Hashtag cum rag 2000.
Cum rag scarf.
I know he's here. I got it on hammer.
Are we at least halfway through now?
No.
50 minutes.
Yes! Woohoo!
But wait for the even more insanity that's coming up very soon.
I'm waiting. I want insanity to happen.
And it hasn't already.
Craven, fucking put a switch on your computer, I swear, Batch.
He did. He's hitting a button and it caused me to crash.
And he wonders why we're always pissed off with him.
Yes. But now he's allowed back on the show, so...
Hey, I'm still not talking to him. Warm beer,
frozen pole. Whoa, man.
Chad, don't put your dick on the pole.
Do you want to put your dick on the pole, man? Doesn't think I'm stupid. I've got to put my dick on this with my balls.
This is literally Chad who buys porn in Dark Web Day.
It is.
Oh my god, it is.
I'm better, man. The dude with the black hair kind of looks like Corey Haim.
Bummer, bro.
That's a bit, bro.
That fucking sucks, bro.
Bruh?
My tongue's stuck, bro. He's going to lose half his tongue doing this. This is why you don't put your mouth on things, people.
Yeah, don't put your mouth on poles.
Especially in the subway.
Yep.
He really is wearing a fucking onesie, isn't he?
Yes.
Oh! Did anyone learn from A Christmas Story?
Man, his girlfriend's going to be upset.
Why? Because he came all over his scarf?
No, I mean, like, that dude lost his tongue and he can't use it anymore.
Oh, yeah, she'll dump him. She doesn't want to deal with that.
Yeah, she's not going to deal with his fucking trauma. Do you think she's really going to stay with his ass? Fuck no.
No. Nah, bruh.
He's scared of snow.
Oh.
And this dude lives in a town called Snowton. Yeah.
Do you know what town doesn't have?
Snowball decapitated Eminem's arm.
Oh my god, I'm having another heart attack, guys. This is fucking hilarious.
Stop throwing the balls, you're gonna decapitate people.
This is almost the same body count that we had in Don't
Kill It.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't buy beer anymore, the bartender's dead!
Oh, Crab Man died? No.
I was gonna make a really inappropriate joke until all the shit went off the rails.
Oh,
yes. Go ahead, I'm ready. Let's go.
He went flying through the wall.
Whoa!
Oh!
How come that one doesn't decapitate him?
It's because that's the main character. Oh, no, wait.
I was gonna say, if you want to go to a town with no snow but has snow in the title but has a bit of a fucked up history, go to Snowtown in South Australia. If you know, you know.
If you ever know, you don't want to ever go. I like how basically they're like telling him not to go to Jack Frost. And they're not noticing any of the dead bodies that are around them.
They don't care. All right,
bro, just pour some antifreeze on him and you're good to go. Come on.
Yep.
Yeah, but he survives in the antifreeze, doesn't he?
No, it weakens him.
Oh. Why would antifreeze weaken him? If he can become water.
Yeah, he becomes liquid. But the thing is, once he becomes antifreeze, he's powerless. But if a bit of ice gets into the antifreeze, that regenerates it.
Oh, okay. This makes no sense. That's an actual snowman, isn't it? Don't
waste your piss, dude. Don't waste your piss. What are you doing? You need that piss.
That wasn't the real Jack Frost. It's not in a onesie. It's AJ Styles and The Undertaker meme.
Yes.
Look at his angry face.
He looks like
he's Freddy. So cute.
I don't even know what's going on right now because
he's totally wearing a onesie with gloves.
I know, and you can see the scenes where the gloves
go. Yeah.
Bye.
That dude's starting to look like.
Whoa, he needs a scarf.
He needs that wank scarf.
He does need that wank scarf. It's very important you have a wank scarf.
Why does this guy look like John Wayne in True Grit? Well, first of all, Pilgrim.
Actually, I think my impression was Jeff Bridges in Trigger It.
You can't distinguish. It's Jeff Nick Nolte. Jeff Gary Nolte, I meant to say.
I'm like, why is there a government agent there?
I'm not a government agent.
Then he said he wasn't, so...
No, he's left the... Why is it that whenever we do sequels to movies, we don't question what's going on, but whenever we do my sequels, you guys always have to ask me all the questions about what's going on.
Don't blame them. It's me who doesn't understand any of it.
Well, that is true.
This is me. Do I ever know anything? No.
Definitely not. But we still love you, Bossy.
Mm-hmm. but like all the others are dead.
Yeah, they're dead.
They're deader than dead.
Yes.
They're dead.
You could say they've been iced out.
I'm not even going to give you the satisfaction. Not even.
That was a good one. I liked that.
Oh, wait. That didn't play properly. But also, Adam Copeland has thoughts.
I almost forgot. Go fuck yourself.
Well, I love you, Adam Copeland.
Oh, I love his squirt gun. He's
did they put antifreeze in the squirt in the Super in Soakers? The squirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Water pistol, whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah, antifreeze.
Yeah, I know it was antifreeze. I couldn't think of what the hell they were called.
What about Uncle Freeze?
Uncle Freeze.
Don't worry. Ow! Mr. Freeze.
He is like armed to the teeth with fucking antifreeze. Look at that shit. He's got a belt on. He's got a utility belt.
He oh does. My like God, Batman. He does. Looks like he's got a tail. But it's just like the bottle of antifreeze.
See, this is why I don't go anywhere without my antifreeze. This movie has taught me a valuable lesson. The dead bodies.
They're just the dead bodies everywhere. They really gave no shit making this movie, did they?
No, they did not.
I want to talk to the director.
You know, they knew exactly what type of movie they were making, but I think what's interesting, though, is the guy who wrote and directed this film in the previous one, he also wrote the film Identity. Oh, Ad.
Are you You're fucking kidding me? Now, he did Identity? He wrote yep. and directed, he wrote Identity?
5840. Yeah, well, he wrote Identity because it's actually based, because when he's not making movies, he's also a playwright. And Jolly Roger, the old guy we keep seeing, that's actually his real life dad.
Oh, is it really?
That's so yeah. fucking tight. I would totally put my fucking dad in a goddamn movie.
Oh, World Secrets.
So have I school.
Oh, damn.
So have I schools been making you feel a little bit cold down there? Well, we have the products for you here at Art Wild Secrets.
I would not put that girl's vibrator that close to my fucking mouth.
It's also not a microphone.
Yeah. She's just dancing and shit, being like, yeah.
Oh, we're back at 2844. Sorry, 5849. Sorry, I'm a little high. Leave me alone.
Are you? You're so lucky because my buzz went away like a long time ago.
I'm still good to go.
Yes.
I'm half.
See, I took that edible, so I'm like tired now. But I have this weed that I have that is like garbage weed. It's not even that good. Like, no offense to the person who grew it and gave it to me for free. But, bruh, it is awful. It is not good.
Bruh.
Ice, bruh.
Ice to see you, bruh.
Bruh.
They look like penises.
No, those border pistols or border guns and all that, they just cocked them and they made a cocking sound.
I just thought it was like dildos at first.
Wild Secrets still on the mind, Marcy.
Yeah.
Sponsor us, Wild Secrets. I need a fucking fleshlight or some shit. Come on.
Come on. Do they not know what a snowman looks like?
Yeah, and they're also still throwing shit at him.
Yes.
Oh, man, why'd you do that? You fucking hit me with a goddamn fucking, what giant, is it, rolling pin?
A skillet or something.
A dildo.
And also, that dude's wank scarf is still stuck up in the air.
That's because it's his wank scarf.
Oh, that's right. He's nuclear. I forgot about that. That's how he...
Yeah.
Yes. That's how he became Jack Frost in the first film, was due to chemicals.
Yeah, radioactive.
That's usually how something happens. It's chemicals or some crap.
Mm. That's what happened to me.
Radioactive.
All Canadians are radioactive. Didn't you know that?
I should be goddamn radioactive. I have an actual fucking nuclear lake, like, in St. Louis. It's called Spanish Lake. Look that shit up. They did a HBO documentary about it, and I can't remember what it's called, but that's like a couple fucking miles up the highway from me.
So don't go swimming in it?
Yeah, it's all fucked up. Gots knows all about it. Ask him about it.
Let's do it.
We're gonna kill this motherfucker. We're gonna kill this ice man.
Oh my god. They have no, because they found a whole fucking thing of industrial coolant.
Yes. Fuck off, Captain Fun. You fucking nerd.
Yeah, nerds. Captain Fun, go jizz on your scarf again, bro.
We're gonna set
what
a trap.
What is happening?
Potato cakes.
Because you know they had to make the snow in this movie out of something. It's like we're literally watching the behind the scenes making of this movie.
Yeah,
it feels like it.
Yeah, this is what they totally did. They were like,
"All right, they made snow."
Oh yes, tally ho.
Oh. He's stiff upper lip, tits out.
Watch out for the shoe.
No. Don't come telling me. Bobby, somebody's got to be the bait. No. Don't worry, Bobby. I'll do it.
I'll do it because I'm Nick Gary Nolte.
Do you know, I've worked out what the eye patch guy looks like. He looks like David Hasselhoff as Nick Fury.
Yes. We better put that product placement in this movie.
Did Asahi give them like $500 to sponsor this movie?
Yes.
Probably.
Hey, Asahi's actually good beer. I enjoy it.
It is actually one of the beers that I can manage to drink. It's not a bad beer.
Australian, I guess.
Oh, not Japanese.
It's Japanese Asahi.
Asahi.
I can't.
Do you know actual Australian beers? You can name them.
Actual Foster's. Australian beers. I think America bought out Foster's.
Yeah, Foster's isn't really Australian. Like, no one drinks.
Well, not anymore. Yeah, and also, like, yeah, nobody in Australia actually drinks Foster's.
Is Foster's like your, like, Pabst Blue Ribbon here? Like, it's just the shitty beer. It's like,
yeah,
like,
dude,
swill.
You can go to,
like, the cheapest shit
you
can
go to the, like, alcohol bottle shop, whatever, you will not find a Foster's beer in there.
That's great. I love that.
Hey,
you
do
can
I
get
sound
like Chucky? I can't think of actual Australian beers because I've gone blank.
Well, you got 4X, then you have Gold, Tui's,
Carlton Draft.
Carlton Draft, yep. Trying to drink. Ah!
Have you done your shoe yet, Mercy?
At the time of recording, I haven't because I've been quite unwell. So I don't know when shoey is happening as of recording.
Oh my
god. Oh, he melted in the antifreeze.
So the movie's over?
No.
There's still like 20 minutes left. What's happening? Oh, he's gonna turn into like a mega super duper killer snowman.
He's gonna be an ice Jew. Like a kaiju, but made out of ice.
Wow, you can't say that shit, Pete.
I didn't mean to say that. Like a kaiju. It's a kaiju.
Did someone say Gaiju Kaiboo?
Oh, hello!
Oh,
hello, Geico Kaibu. How are you going?
Oh, man, I party since I died. I party so much harder as a ghost. I can drink so much more. I get all the ghost weed, man.
Oh, nice. Now, Geico Kaibu, now, do you have any... Yeah, do you have any giant ice monsters like Kai Ice Jews up in the afterlife?
Yeah, dude, let me hit my ice bong right now.
Okay.
Damn, boy.
Did he just throw up?
Oh.
Did who do that? Right
now? Oh! Look at that special effects.
They paid so much for that, too. It's probably like most of their budget was for that special effect right there.
Yes.
I mean, yes.
It's an ice ball.
You're an ice ball.
No.
Ice ball.
Snowball. Hostess. Yeah, why you gotta fuck around with shit?
Why you gotta do shit?
Yeah, motherfucker, stop. You're always getting into shit. Yeah, you're always getting in trouble and shit. It's a baby.
I think it's just a snowball.
You're a snowball.
Oh, guess what? It's not just a snowball.
You know how they're getting all this antifreeze in this movie, right?
How's that?
They get it off Uncle Vikram.
Yes.
Oh, yes, they get the... They buy the antifreeze. They sell it, they buy it from me. I charge them many, many, many Vikram dollars.
Now, where do you get the antifreeze? Or do we not want to know that?
Oh, you do not want to know. No, we steal it from... Chop Shop. That's Vikram Chop Shop. We own all. What the fuck is that?
I have no idea.
I'm too baked to fucking do a Vikram right now. I'm trying to see what this guy's blackface is all about over here.
I don't know.
Like his eyes, like when they were outside in the snow and he was like that, his eyes, the white part of his face was actually white.
Nope.
Oh, it's moving. It's baby. It's gonna explode in his face.
I'm very confused right now. I think
it's hatching like a fucking dinosaur. It's a raptor.
I guess you could say I guess you could say it's an ice baby.
Oh my god.
God damn it, dude.
That's so cute, dude. I would totally take that home. Look at that.
Oh, look at it.
It is actually very cute. Oh
my god. It's like a velociraptor.
It is. It's like life finds a way.
Oh, it even goes gaga.
I just wanted to murder someone already.
This guy's dead.
Yeah.
Cum Scarf is dead.
He should be dead.
Oh!
Oh no. My god, it's baby Kraven in snow form.
It is.
This is great.
And now it says another scene from Don't Kill It Again.
Oh, well, since I wasn't on the last episode, how are you guys going to link this movie back to... don't kill it.
You can't.
he smushed that baby. Oh, wait, it's all right.
Why aren't they shooting it with antifreeze? Like, what the fuck? It's a baby. Come on.
Because it's running around so fast.
What happened to the water pistol things?
Nope.
That was a good pass.
I got a bit of blood. This is what the lefty liberal commie Democrats want America to be! Hey guys, who wants a margarita?
Yeah, right.
Oh!
Just back to normal!
It's like Groot, but made out of ice.
Yeah, what is going on here?
You know, sometimes it's just better not to know.
Exactly. You just gotta let it flow like a river.
Yeah. So I'm like doing a million things while I'm trying to concentrate. It's afternoon here when we're recording, and that's when I get really fucking tired.
Yeah, you need that afternoon nap. You get that fucking crash. Like, it sucks. That afternoon crash, I get it all the time where I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's That's baby ice.
More Ritalin.
It's more ice babies.
Where's Babe? He just from?
Oh, wait, B, you haven't seen Basket Case 3 yet, have you?
I haven't, though.
This would make a very strange double feature with it.
Oh. Well, I am coming to see you this weekend, Marcy, so we may have to put it on the docket when I come over.
Maybe.
What? If you find any more of those snowballs, don't go near them.
And that would be because...
They're vicious little killers.
But they're so cute! How can something so cute be deadly?
They look like a little, the little snowman thingies from Frozen.
Yes. I like the little fangs on that one back there.
It's got little fangs.
I know. It's got little arms. You can see the strings.
Oh, fangs. I thought you said something else. I'm about
to go. I did too. And I didn't want to say anything because I was like, oh, shit.
He bit his fingers off.
Oh, no. Ah! He needed that trigger finger.
Oh.
No, he said... F-A-N-G-S, fangs.
Yes. Fangers. Yeah.
Oh! Eddie died.
That's a lot of fucking blood. I don't think so, mate.
Hey, they gotta make this
hand.
Most of his blood was in his hand.
Yeah, apparently.
Who wants an ice waffle?
He looks like the Death Star.
He kind of does.
He does.
He hella does.
So they put it in the waffle iron. It doesn't kill them. A blender. It doesn't kill them.
Nope.
Where's the antifreeze then?
I think Jack Frost discovers another chemical that'll stop antifreeze.
How convenient.
Yeah. So that is why the little snow guys are dying.
Yeah, the tropical climate won't fucking kill him, but antifreeze will.
So if you put him into liquid form and then you evaporate that liquid, do they just go into, like, air form or...?
Yes, and then they'll find a way to, like, reform back into water.
This logic makes no sense.
You know, like, if it rains...
Is that salt?
It probably is salt.
They should just use salt.
What is this? Does she have spaghetti on there?
Hey, Marcy, how much for this outfit on Patreon?
100 subscribers and I'll consider it.
Well, good thing I found my white hunting suit.
Why is he wearing that?
He made that out of fruit roll-ups and fucking wrapping paper.
I could so go for a fruit roll-up right now.
I'm so hungry right now, and I have food, but I don't want to cook anything.
I really have nothing to eat that's not like a main meal, so I don't know what I'm going to eat.
I have salad and stuff like that.
I don't
that.
Even have that.
I'm going to put some hot dogs in the air fryer when we're done here.
Oh, that sounds so fucking good.
Oh, look at them. They're having fun. They're having a holiday. Oh, look at them.
Aw, they're so happy. And they're just like, we're having a vacation.
Now, these dudes would totally be besties with Baby Craven.
They would be.
Oh, he's taking a hand.
I
love them.
I want one.
Oh, he's got a leg.
They're skateboarding.
No, it's an arm.
Oh, let's have some beer.
They're essentially like gremlins.
Yes.
Or critters.
Yeah, they are. Critters.
They're just little shits, basically.
It's my leg. Get the fuck away from it.
But they're not Jack Frost. They're like different things, right?
Yeah, well, they're all part of Jack Frost.
Marcy, why do you try to find logic in a movie called Jack Frost 2 Electric Boogaloo?
Especially when it's always my movies.
I don't mean to be that way. I just am.
Actually, it's a Jack Frost Electrice Boogaloo.
That makes no sense.
Oh, Wild Secret.
I think Badge is frozen.
Good, I don't get that.
Oh, no, there he is.
Anyways. So, yeah, have you had snowballs? So, you had enough of getting bitten by snowballs? Well, we have the products for you here at the Wild Secrets.
And we lost Colin again.
Damn Wild Secrets.
Got him too hot and bothered, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Too hot.
Sorry, sir. There's your bill for Wild Secrets.
That poor bird.
He sold his bird for Wild Secrets money.
An hour, 15 minutes, and 50 seconds.
Oh my god, how much is left of this goddamn movie?
15 minutes.
We're in the end game now, people.
Yeah, they're about to kill his ass. I know that.
It's all downhill from here.
Listen, if there was not these weird baby Jack Frosts, I don't know if this movie would have made it.
You want a cocaine Hershey kiss?
They've literally saved the movie.
This movie's the best.
Is he going to vacuum them up?
Yeah, they're going around the hotel to find the little guys and scoop them up.
But can you, they're still going to exist in the vacuum.
Right.
Marcy, this is a movie called Jack Frost 2, The Revenge of the Killer Mutant Snowman. I don't think logic is what they were trying for in this
absolutely
movie.
Not, but I don't know. I'm suspending a little bit too much belief or whatever the fuck the saying is. I don't even know anymore. Why has he got a colander on his head?
They didn't have helmets.
That's not going to save him from little snowmen.
That'd be hilarious if it does.
They can just melt through it.
I don't think this character's meant to be the smartest one in the room. Whoa! Come back here,
I'm
boy.
So behind right now on this movie. Like,
that looks like a big fleshlight.
He's gonna stick his dick in it.
Yes. Suck and blow. I mean, for real.
Suck and blow. Well, literally, that's what they did. They suck him up and they blew him out.
Literally it. Wait, will they suffocate in there?
No. I mean, can real-life ice creatures, do they need oxygen to live?
Well, oxygen forms water.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. In India, I was once caught by
the Punjabi. The Punjabi. I thought he was about to say Punjabi.
No, old chap, I want my shoes shined.
He's Panda Jack, man.
Panda Jack.
Panama Jack, not Panda Jack.
Oh, clever girl!
Clever girl! With your ice tea thickies.
There's a lot of Jurassic Park references in this movie.
Yeah, there is. This is great.
Here, have a cup of milk cocoa.
Oh, he's put air holes in there.
How nice of him.
These are like literally the ice versions of Beguile from Basket Case.
Well, they just keep appearing like Tribbles in Star Trek.
And I like this one has a mohawk.
It's totally like Gremlins because they're trying to stick out from each other.
There's a lot of Gremlins. You can see a lot of that in this. We need to interview the director. We just need to reach out to him. Just be like, bro, what was the interview for this movie?
Have you thought about making a sequel to Money Plane?
Did he make Money Plane?
No.
Marcy, guys, what if I told you while I was on Tubi yesterday, because I was looking around for movies for our Tubi Originals poll next year, and I discovered Andrew Lawrence has made a Tubi movie.
I'm in. That's all I need.
I think it's called. Oh, damn. Oh,
whoa. Where did all these people come from?
They were hiding down there.
They're hiding.
And now they're dead.
I thought all of them got murdered.
They weren't. They were pro- they weren't going to be. They, well, they didn't want to be murdered, but now they are. That one just happened the best time.
Fucking great.
How'd it get blown up?
How'd they kill it? Salt.
Was it salt? Has to be.
Yeah. Margaritas are what kills it.
Because there's salt in a margarita?
Yeah. Oh, cocktails, yes.
Baby snowballs.
My poor cat Snowball. He died. He died. I don't know where that came from. Maybe I should not be high for podcasts anymore.
No, you totally should.
You should always be high for podcasts. You should be high when you pick the movie, not sober.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. By the way, the Andrew Lawrence movie I was talking about is called, it's a romantic comedy called Frankie Meets Jack. And it also stars Joey Lawrence.
Well, then we're clearly watching it for this show. Clearly.
Mersh, you're making an appearance? Oh, my God.
Hi, Mersh.
I can't see you.
She's like, what's up? No, she's down here. She just woke up. She's been sleeping all day.
No.
She's getting too old, guys.
No.
Wait, bananas kill them?
Yeah, it's like the salt or the...
Yeah, the salt within the cocktails kills them, and now they're making banana daiquiris. Oh, look at all those bananas.
Yeah, but they put just the banana in the blender, and it killed the thing.
And they had ice, and the snow people, like, bleed blood. Ugh.
On.
Let's get it on.
What the fuck is on her shoulders? Uh-oh!
Did somebody say red, white, but acry? Hello, everybody, I'm back.
Did we, though?
Well, first of all, honey... This is a waste of banana daiquiris. They should be going all over. I should be drinking all of them when I'm not drinking red wine.
What's all over their face?
Exclusively drank red wine.
Louise,
why did you let Craven back on the show?
Well, you know, honey. You know what? I mean, I should still be mad that he basically killed off my entire family, including my two boys, Don and Terry, but, you know...
They kind of killed each other. Woman.
Well, yes, that's true. But, you know, I gotta be the bigger woman. I gotta forgive and forget. Because, you know, Craven's only human. And, you know, I think he's suffered enough. And I think that's why I want to do a special dinner for him in a few episodes' time that may or not wreck his life. But that's beside the point. But anyways, though, what movie are you guys watching?
Well, and Louise, of course, the Tubi Awards are coming up real soon. Yes. So,
yes, I'm very excited. From what I understand, I'm hoping to be a nominee again this year because I've already got 3 awards under my belt. So I'm very excited to win more if I do. So, yes, I'm excited for your award show. So, yes,
we're all very excited for the award show. Is he going to carrot feed the baby?
Ah, this is like me when I was with Todd and Terry.
Louise, maybe go back and work on the next exercise tape.
Oh, yeah, I think I might have to, honey. So I'll see you all later. Bye.
I see enough breastfeeding on TikTok. I don't need to see this.
Oh, Jack Frost is pissed that his kids are dead.
Yeah, but that still alive.
Well, that one's dead now. He's crying.
So sad.
Oh. That was my favorite bit of ice, too.
People are just mean. They really misunderstand the poor snowman.
Exactly.
Sweet snow people.
Exactly. All they want to do is just lay around, be part of the snow, down, maybe buddy. Kill a person or two.
Press it down.
And that's about it.
Press it down. No, because you knock things over, Freddy.
Ugh.
Hi. We'll
come in first thing in the morning and pose. Come in, Johnny or Roger.
Over there, buddy.
Wait, are the original people still alive, like the two guys?
I think one of the actor who plays the sheriff, I believe he is actually passed on since this movie.
Oh.
I haven't kept track of who got murdered in this
movie. Oh!
Wait, where did that come from?
Damn, yeah. Panama Jack.
No.
No.
They did a cannibal hole on him. Oh!
No, not Crab Man.
Not a Crab Man.
Season's greetings. Oh. Do you like my tongues?
Ew.
Just straight in the garbage bags.
I would be taking all their valuables and shit. Get their jewelry and shit. Come right. on. Think about it.
They're all exactly. in pieces anyway.
Yes. Marcy, they fell to pieces.
Hi, baby merch.
You right there, buddy?
Sorry.
Whatever also, he took is probably hitting him now. He's
I like the fact that basically he's left like, oh, and I pronounce you dead and dead.
He looks really happy to be there, though.
I guess he...
Oh, he's become Jack Frost, Charles Bronson.
The bitch who killed my family.
He literally is now a block of ice.
He is. He's Charles Bronson, block of ice.
I'm putting you in here because you tried to kill my family.
No, she literally murdered all his family.
Though. Oh!
Ah. Mersh.
Hi, Mersh.
This is the film that the liberal commie hippie Democrats don't want you to see. Oh.
Oh, hello, Mersh.
So many ice. Uh-oh.
Hi, Mersh.
I can't see Mersh because I had to share the screen.
No. No, Mershy, Mersh, Mersh.
Oh! Uh-oh.
No! It's a banana arrow.
Oh,
so
banana
it's literally
arrow.
Just bananas that kill them.
Yes.
Oh, keep this area clean, motherfuckers.
Oh, my wife's probably buried in the shaving cream somewhere.
It does look like shaving cream.
Shaving cream. It's probably what it is.
Yeah, it's not. It's not cum and jizz and cocaine.
No,
cum and jizz are the same thing, but whatever.
It's Tamara Goes to Lady's ectoplasm.
Oh, that makes sense. And he just fucked a ghost on her period, so.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's okay, honey. I'll wipe away the ectoplasm away.
Imagine if they fucked in all that. That'd be gross. Imagine, like, trying to get that out of all your orifices.
It's like sand.
Hey, Batch, whenever Toby's around in the ectoplasm, does this give you, like, traumatic flashbacks to when, like,
I've got his PTSD.
Yeah.
I've got PTSD.
Mm-mm.
There's no ice in Greece, right? Right.
We need Jack Frost Takes Manhattan.
Fucking finally, this movie's over.
Oh god.
Oh,
look at this
geez.
Little bottle.
There's a credit scene. That's awesome.
Mersh,
Mersh wants to show her butthole. She's a classy cat.
Oh. Oh, it's dubby.
It's Dover.
That's almost as bad as the blackface right there.
I think that's
meant like to be some Kai and Tai shit.
Is it meant to be like Jack Frost is a kaiju?
Yes.
Oh my god, why didn't we get that movie?
Well, because the main actor died, Marcy, so...
Does it matter? You can bring Jack... You can make Jack Frost as a giant monster.
Yeah.
You don't need the same people.
Yeah. Oh, there's no thing popping up, so maybe there's another scene. Let's have a look.
Nope. I don't know.
No, I guess not. Anyways, though, yes, that was...
Just leave it on pause and, yeah.
There we go.
Somehow we made it through this recording with all the technical difficulties, but...
God damn it, Bede.
It wasn't my fault.
That was not that bad of a pick, guys. It was just a slow-ass movie.
Once we got to the little, like, baby snow... Yes. Baby snow thingies, it got better. But it is a typical Bede pick. It's a mixed bag as a movie, but it has these weird insanity moments towards the second half.
Yes.
It's all right. Wait till next week when fucking I pick Sarah's Choice and just blow this movie out of the water.
Oh, jeez.
Let's aim to have entertaining movies.
That is going to be entertaining. What are you talking about?
Indeed. But so I guess that could be a wrap on this episode of the show. We hope all of our listeners enjoyed it. And Marcy, where can people find this on the internet this week?
Head to supermarcy.com. You can find all the podcasts, all the Tubi Tuesdays, everything there. The show notes on the website have all the places you can find the Tubi Tuesdays podcast on all the podcast streaming platforms. And you can find the Super Network on your socials. Pretty much find us by looking up the Super Network or checking out the website with all the goodies. And I'm Super Marcy on the socials. And yeah.
Awesome. And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Find me every Tuesday on WebTales, Spider-Man Podcast, part of the Pop4D Network. And follow us on the Pop4D on the Facebooks and on the socials. And follow Craven on Twitter at CravenPop4D.
Nice. And Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Fuck, you can find me on trashpandapodcast.com. You can also find me on Twitter at trashpandapodmo. You can hear us hopefully every Thursday. We've been slacking because right now we're just like, I had a heart attack. We're not really being so hot right now for Trash Panda, but our episodes are very, very good. If you listen to them, they're quality content, just that's not coming out every week right now.
Yep.
So,
I heard
Trash Panda Podcast.
Oh,
but if people were to find me personally, you can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/Bejamite. And you can also find me under Bejamite on both Blue Sky and Letterboxd as well. You can find my work over at supermarcy.com along with all the podcasts I co host with Super Marcy. And finally, you can follow my solo show, Bede vs. the Living Dead, and as well as its spin-off via the Bede vs. the Living Dead podcast feed on all podcast streamers everywhere. And you can follow the official Twitter account for that at twitter.com/BedeVSD, BedeVSTLD, and as well as under BedeVSTLD on Blue Sky as well. So, yep, that is a wrap for this episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And we'll see you all next Tuesday for Colin's Christmas pick for this month.
Hell yeah. It's going to be so good, guys. I can't wait to watch an abortion movie.
Which may or may not happen. So stay
it's
tuned.
It's not happening, guys.
So we'll see you all next Tuesday, everyone. See you guys. Bye.
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 It's Christmas time again in Snowmonton, and they want to get away from it all.
It was exactly a year ago that it happened.
And that's why we should be somewhere else for Christmas.
Another beauteous day in heaven, eh?
Welcome to the Tropicana, your last resort before paradise.
This is a job for Captain Fun!
But there's trouble in paradise.
Get me the head of island security.
Oh, no,
not the scary dude.
Scary dude's already here. You got 18 buddies to explain, huh?
Food poisoning.
Mutant killer snowman.
Jack's back, and he's still one cold son of a...
Miss me?
Let's get it on.
Now there's something that needs a little Christmas stuffing. Oh yeah, I'm the man.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.